and Darren.
Hello there.
It's Thanksgiving week here at Nacho Radio. We'd like to say thanks for listening. That's all the time we have.
Coming up this Wednesday evening, we invite you to downtown Davenport for the Spanksgiving Day Parade.
I have completely wiped
one block.
I have completely wiped the Spanksgiving Parade from my memory banks. Every time you bring it up, I think, oh my God, that's right, that happened.
With Amazing Larry, your Grand Marshal.
Where is this now?
What town are we
Where
in?
Where are we?
Oh, Davenport.
Oh, that's so nice. The Spanksgiving Day Parade. It was a block long. And they closed traffic for like a month. That's only a slight exaggeration. And then they said never again.
No.
We didn't want to do it again.
The city
That's
leaders.
That's not a punishment.
The city leaders spoke out and said, don't let those two do that ever
this
again.
This was a mistake. Third Street was down to one lane.
Having said that,
for 2 weeks,
some of those places down there didn't survive.
I don't know that that's all on us.
Well, the fact that it took place 15 years after the fact, but I take a little bit of little pride, with regrets.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. I get an alarm on my phone that there's
alarm?
An alarm, and my phone gets beeps when people send me messages of letters. What do I call it?
Can't you stop that?
Text messaging. Well, I didn't want to because it was a message from my beard coach, Ross.
And?
They had released the results
and?
From the 2019 championship.
Some actual numbers.
I have the numbers here.
Okay, first of all.
In natural beard, 3 to 6 inches.
Right,
full beard natural, 3 to 6 inches.
But before you get to that, set a baseline here for us a little bit.
Well, I have the seven scores from the seven judges.
Well, I'm wondering is, mm-hmm. what were other winners' numbers like?
Oh, you mean in other categories?
Yes. So we have some sort of idea as to what sort of threshold you surpassed.
Well...
Like what were winning scores in other categories?
All right, I'll go full beard freestyle. The winning score there was a 69.3.
Okay,
I can.
How much did they win by?
Oh, for most of these, it's very close.
Oh, they're close.
In looking around, there aren't a lot
decimals?
Where anybody. There aren't anywhere
runaways.
I don't know that I saw anywhere anybody won. By any really commanding leads.
Uh-huh.
I mean, gosh, I'm looking here. Here's full beard styled mustache.
Right.
First place in that category was 69.8.
Okay, another 69.
Second place was 68.9.
Yeah.
Dude. Third place, 65. Real drop off between second and third there. Taking a look at my category. These seven judges' scores.
Yes.
Let's see. Judge one gave me an 8.7.
So then you're not going to get 69.
I ended up with 67.6.
Oh, this is a Munich, is what this is.
Well, I don't know that anybody died.
This is a ripoff. This is
Judge one 8.7. Judge two 9.9.
9.9. I wanted to give you the perfect score. I wonder what the sticking point was.
Who did they give the perfect? Did they give a perfect score that round? No, they did not.
Mm.
So I got a 9. I'll just give you the. I'll give you the seven scores here. 8.7.
How dare you?
9.9. 9.9. 9.7. 9.6. 10.
10.
And 10.
Nice.
Two perfect 10s solidified my
You
victory.
Are like the Nadia Comaneci.
Well, you know, you kind of joked about
of
it.
Of the natural 3 to 6 inches.
I did get two 10s, and that's what separated me from the rest of the field. Yes. So I had ended up with a 67.6.
And second place?
66.7. So 9/10 of a point was my margin of victory.
It didn't look like that to me. It looked like you had won by at least 20 points.
Well, let me ask you this, Darren.
Those other guys had children's beards. in my opinion.
There were some judges.
They should have just given you little ribbons, like little baby ribbons for what you've done. Now leave.
Now go.
The rest of you just leave.
Now go.
And don't ever do this again. Because look at this one up here.
You know what they called it when the Giants beat the Bills by a final score of 20-19? You know what they called them?
Mm.
Super Bowl 25 champs. That's what they called them. I've paid my dues time after time.
Today strikes me as the sort of day with the sun shining here in the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. The sort of day
where I should be out hanging Christmas lights. Because that's happening after the show.
If you would like, go right ahead.
That's happening after the show.
Is somebody holding the ladder? Mm-hmm. You have a spotter?
I don't need a ladder holder. I'm a grown man.
Do you have a cherry picker then? Is someone coming over with a cherry picker? And
no.
Not doing that?
No.
This seems to me like the sort of day birds would enjoy.
Yeah, no, they get a kick out of it.
Don't you think?
I feel
they're just
like
hanging around the feeder?
Well, they do come to the feeders pretty regularly, but I also get the feeling
that's going
to
be a gift that I'm purchasing this year.
A bird feeder?
Yes, because
dogs are going to love it.
No, not for us.
Oh?
No, not for us. This is for my mother.
Oh, your mother's going to love
it. This is for my mother. Yeah. She's already got some different bird feeders.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cats, mm-hmm. her grandcats, mm-hmm. Love to watch the birds as well.
See, I got one that hooks up right up to the window.
Well, see, that's what I'm going to do.
The cat spends all day.
Is it a suction cup one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I take a look at that?
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
That right over there?
It's best purchase I made.
Well, see, that's what I'm
best
getting.
Best purchase
that's
I made in 2019.
That's what I'm getting her. I've just seen these.
No, it's the best purchase I made all year. The cat will sit and talk to the birds all day long and watch them as they come in. You gotta, especially in the wintertime, though, you got to make sure you stay on top of that seed because these birds are depending on you for their livelihood.
That'll be up to her to stay on top of the seed.
And here you go, Mom. Here's your present. You get to clean out bird seed every couple of days.
Well, and it's going to be up way high.
Yeah.
You're on ground level here.
Yes,
this is going to be up on the second floor.
Mm.
And so she's going to have to kind of climb outside there.
That'll be exciting. A couple of tips. One,
yeah.
Use a little olive oil on the suction cups.
For flavor?
No, it helps them stick way better.
Oh, yeah?
Because let me tell you, when the suction cups give way and you're on the second floor, then Darren's got to buy a new
feeder. Well, they didn't look like they were that pricey, $25. Did you buy that here in town or was that online?
That was a Amazon purchase,
that's
my friend.
What I think. Yeah.
Okay. That was an online purchase both times.
Bastards.
That's actually a replacement that I had to get for the first one that fell and cracked to a million pieces.
Broke from there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You would think it'd be a little sturdier.
Yeah, that was the mistake I made, too. But this one, knock on wood, has been on there for some time.
Do you have some sort of Christmas club?
What does that mean?
Like a Christmas club account?
No.
Hmm.
I wish I could save money for anything.
Right, I got
you. Saving money for retirement. You think I'm saving money for Christmas club? I meant to spend it as quick as I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Christmas club.
No, I get it.
No, there's... I should probably do something. That seems like a real grown-up thing to do.
Well, I've kind of got something that I guess I've turned into something of a Christmas club.
Mm.
I've got a couple. I've been putting away.
For someone that doesn't like Christmas, that's an interesting turn of events.
What I really started this account for the most part, is because I had nieces and nephews that were going to be graduating from college.
Right.
And I thought, you know, if you actually graduate from college, you should probably get a pretty nice little...
You're a good uncle.
You know, you should get a nice chunk of change from somebody.
Yeah.
So you put away just a little pittance, you know, every week and whatever.
Yeah.
And I've got to the point now where it's like, I've got enough in there that by the time May rolls around for the next graduation, I can already kind of dip my claws in there
mm-hmm.
and pull some money out mm-hmm. for the nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Christmas.
Jeez.
So it's kind of a Christmas graduation account.
Wow.
And then after they get done earning degrees, maybe I can maybe buy myself something nice.
Wow.
Although I don't know what I'd buy outside of maybe a suction cup birdhouse. Maybe a little olive oil.
Podcast pornography is on the rise.
Now, how do we do that?
I don't know. Is this something
just
we want
to... Just sit around here naked?
I would not know.
That's not pornography.
That's something else.
It's lewd.
New audio. It's called
it's
audio.
It's obscene, but not pornographic.
Audio porn. It says here it's a buzzy new genre of X-rated erotic recordings, the latest tool for intimate exploration, and according to the community of fans, it's the greatest.
This reminds me a lot of Snack Club.
Sexy startups. I mean,
we were kind of.
We had nothing to do with Snack
Club. Well, Snack Club, you could. It might not have been pornography, but you could see it from there.
There's one, Quinn, a free YouTube-like website to which users produce and upload their own recordings. Stars like Hank Miller serve up titillating content. Designed to...
Mitch Miller reads from his...
Hum along with Hank.
Hump along with Hank.
Serves up titillating content designed to tickle your ears and more.
Yeah.
He tells the New York Post, I can be as naughty as you want. I could be as dominant as you want. Miller's vibe is personal and participatory. In one popular track, he coos as an assured, seductive daddy, guiding the listener to a toe-curling climax in their sister's guest bed.
Is this something we should maybe consider for, the patrons?
Hey, everybody. If you want to become a patron... we'll be delivering pizzas on the next podcast, if you know what I mean.
On the next episode of Between Two Boobs.
On another podcast, which is called Rough, he's growling as your obnoxious next-door neighbor, pinning you down for an aggressive encounter in your building hallway.
It's like George the Bear.
That's Come on, let's go, you!
Let's go, you guys!
Let's make out in the hallway! Brother!
Oh, brother.
In another track, he's your super supportive boyfriend, agreeing to a drunken three-way with you and a cute guy pal. He's 55 years old, Hank Miller, works in machine maintenance by day.
All right, listen, you found me out.
He works in machine maintenance by day, records his erotica in his home studio, layering in suggestive sound effects and just enough detail to place the listener
diarrhea. Nice soundboard. He just indiscriminately uses this as a soundboard, whether it's sexy or not.
A satisfied reviewer. See, this
nobody
guy's
has time for that.
This guy's getting reviews. Maybe we should start doing naughty talk.
We need reviews, folks. I mean, the reviews that you've given us have been glowing, yes. And we appreciate them, but more.
If somebody could just copy and paste this review and leave it for us. This was so damn sexy. This is according to a satisfied reviewer named Laura. She recently wrote of the Daddy track, Those Beautiful Delicious Moans.
Mm.
This company is based out of Brooklyn that does this erotic podcasting. They just got $1 million backing from Silicon Valley, aiming to produce sexy sounds for a range of predilections.
When is some sort of equity group going to try to buy us out?
Well,
when is there going to be a hostile takeover at Nacho Radio?
Not a moment too soon, if you ask this reporter. There's another website here, Audio Porn. $9 per month people pay to listen to porn? I don't understand it, but I'll be your hallway daddy or whatever you want
to... The more I hear, this sounds an awful lot like Snack Club.
In that...
There was a lot of eroticism.
Was there?
Yeah.
I don't remember Snack Club being a particularly erotic venture. Mm. What am I missing out on?
Well, I mean, it almost broke up a marriage.
Because of what an incredible waste of time it was.
Well,
I don't think that had anything to do with
it. Listen, you're now you're getting into the weeds.
Now who's cherry picking?
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, hey now. Oh. The Dave and Darren...
Track number two, cherry picking. I don't know why Jesse the Body Ventura's involved, but you gotta ask yourself a couple of questions.
This episode.
Where are my pants? And how is it that the Sandinistas had the knowledge of chemical and biological warfare in 1986, predating the research that had been done by the so-called experts?
On this episode of Snack Club, entitled Two Can Chew... The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea.
I'm Jesse the Body Ventura. I'm your naughty stepsister. We really shouldn't be messing around like this. Our parents are in the next room. Also, how is it that cryptocurrency is going to turn us into one governing body?
Try a super tasty protein pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make perfect gifts during the holidays. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more voted nothing.
Voted nothing.
I don't mean
voted the greatest muffins in America. Is that what you were about to say?
Voted the greatest.
Are you just doing one commercial now?
Voted the greatest. Where? Why am I bringing up election 2020 coverage now? David Darren can now project. Burning hell. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmokecoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you also by our fine patrons on Podbean, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, and so much more, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook, and be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich, whatever it is, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And as always, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Our number one story here on the top five things.
Number one.
Comes to us from Peoria, Illinois, where a 20-year-old got in a little trouble over the weekend, allegedly was drinking and driving, to the point where he had wandered into a cornfield. Now, that's always a... When you've drifted into a cornfield, that's always a bit of a tip-off to the cops,
right? When you park next to the cornfield.
A Peoria man... This is Saturday night, 7:18.
At night?
Yeah.
Well, there were some early games.
Peoria County Sheriff's Office was notified that a car had driven off the pavement and into a field. Dispatcher warned deputies that the driver might be intoxicated. Looking here at the sheriff's report.
I remember I had a buddy who ended up putting a car out in the field.
Was his name Carlton Fisk?
No.
He's known to do that once or twice.
Uh-huh.
When the deputy shows up, the Brimfield Fire Department said that the 20-year-old driver...
Go Brimfield!
Brimfield, Illinois? I didn't know that was a town.
Yeah, Brimfield's a thing.
When the Brimfield Fire Department got there... they warned the deputy that the 20-year-old driver had refused medical treatment four times.
Did he need it?
The department also said the driver, who lives in Peoria, smelled like alcohol and appeared to be intoxicated. Also, there was an empty Miller Lite beer can near the car.
And not old enough to drink.
No, 20 years old. The deputy asked the man to step out of his car, which reeked of burnt cannabis, but he refused. As the two talked, the driver babbled incoherently. Deputy writes in the report, I told him that what he said did not sound like English. He then asked me for a lighter and said that it was...
And a translator.
He said that it was 100% English.
What? What I'm saying is 100% English.
It sounds like you're babbling, son. It's incoherent. I can't understand what you're saying. This is 100% English. Invoking profanity... The guy refused to cooperate with the deputy. That's when the deputy forced the driver from the car to put him in cuffs. The driver resisted the deputy and then began to sob uncontrollably. The driver refused to take a breath test.
No field test, even if you're in an actual field.
He then failed a field sobriety test, which was administered in an actual field. Look, I'm in a field.
Uh-huh.
Can that be my answer?
Out here in the field.
I work for my meals.
Yeah, I'm not... No field test.
I put my back into my living, officer. Yeah. So the deputy arrested him because he failed the field sobriety test. He got arrested on one count of DUI. At that, the driver said he had taken multiple prescription drugs that had rendered him sleepy. The deputy had found a soda can inside the car that smelled like liquor. The driver said that he had not been drinking. He told deputies the reason he smelled like alcohol was, quote,
yeah, wait for it.
He had been making out with his girlfriend and she had been drinking.
She's a booze hound.
He also told the deputies that he made love to his girlfriend because, and again, according to the report, because we make love. We're all adults here.
You know how that works.
You know, I have sex with a woman.
We're all
adults here.
I can do that.
I was making out with her, and she was drinking, and that's why my breath smells
like this. One thing led to another, mm-hmm. and, it's just it's how babies are made. It's a special, it's the kind of special hug that mommies and daddies do.
He then admitted to drinking earlier in the evening and spent the night in the Peoria County Jail, cited for 2 counts of DUI and 2 different traffic violations. Yeah, I have a girlfriend and I have sex with her. We're all adults here. I trust you guys can handle it. You see a lot of stuff.
You're in uniform.
Two.
I bet you hear all kinds of stuff.
I got a bunch of stuff.
Sexy stuff on podcasts and stuff, I bet.
Get some stuff off my chest.
You guys ever go on a stakeout?
Something is going to happen on Thursday that's never happened in my life.
Wonder if there's ever been a stakeout at a Steak and Shake. Boy, has to be.
That'd be the greatest. A steakhouse stakeout? What if you're assigned to watch?
You got to keep an eye on on the Steak and Shake because... Mm-hmm. We're waiting for this character.
We got a feeling that the dishwashers at the Texas Roadhouse are up to some stuff.
Well,
we need somebody to sit.
Every dishwasher is up to something.
We need somebody to go to the Texas Roadhouse.
Restaurant staff? Are you kidding me?
We don't have an Outback Steakhouse anymore.
We don't?
No.
That closed?
It's gone.
Huh. Yeah. It was always kind of a tough location.
Yeah, well, it was open for 30 years.
No, I know it was. Gosh darn it, and I was going to go.
Well,
I haven't been there in probably 25 years, but...
You're one of the reasons it's not there anymore.
Gosh darn it, it is on me.
We went to the chicken place this weekend.
Yeah, Raising Cane?
Yes.
How was that? No bones, though.
Well, I have a couple of thoughts.
Okay, go right ahead.
I will
say... What's good today? What's fresh
with
Dave Lavora?
A couple of things. Here's my unsolicited review of Raising Cane's on 53rd and Dallas.
And here is my review.
I got there about 6:18.
Maybe 6:20.
Maybe 6:20. I got to see if Review Bra has a Raising Cane's review, because I'd love to see what his take is. Here's my take. Really nice facility. The service was excellent.
So you actually sat down.
We went in as a family and we
sat down.
They've got these 3 disco balls, which I guess is they have that everywhere. It's like you're eating fried chicken at Studio 54 for some reason.
I didn't see that coming from the outside.
Nor did I. And they've got this One Love written all over the place.
I saw that.
Okay.
Is every chicken restaurant like a cult? Is that the idea?
Well,
that you can't be in the chicken business unless you're some sort of
it's my pleasure.
Peacenik cult.
Well, this is the gimmick with Raising Cane's. It's called One Love.
Yeah.
Because they got one thing on the menu.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. You all got the same thing, right?
This is it. You can get
chicken tenders.
Chicken fingers, they call
them. Okay, chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
And maybe like a fry.
So
a drink.
These are your choices. You can get the chicken fingers with the crinkle-cut fries and Texas toast, or chicken fingers with crinkle-cut fries, and they don't give you the toast. They'll put the chicken fingers on a bun, and you can eat it like it's a sandwich.
See, now I think I could even handle putting together some sort of point of sale for that.
Here's where it gets...
That would be easy enough.
Here's where it gets even weirder. You've got... That's all they make.
Yeah.
French fries.
Yeah.
Toast. Chicken fingers.
And soda pop.
End of story. And there's a soda machine.
And that's
you knock yourself out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Any, like, dipping sauces? A variety?
Yes. One dipping sauce.
One dipping sauce.
That's it. And it's their secret sauce. They don't have barbecue.
I bet we could break the code.
They don't have barbecue. They don't have buffalo.
Yeah.
They don't have ranch. Here you go, buddy.
And that's it.
This is what we made. It's our secret sauce. That's the only thing you're allowed to put on the
chicken
fingers.
So you'll be back? Or
here's what I'll say. Here's my review. The food was great.
Oh, great? Really great.
Well, I don't know. It's far and away the best chicken finger experience you're going to have in town. I just don't know when I'm ever going to want chicken fingers again.
Because they're not really chicken fingers. Because if they were, that you would just be like a, it'd be like a bag of peanuts or
right.
bag of little claws.
They, by focusing on just one thing, they yeah. do it very well.
Well, now, here's the thing.
I don't know that I need to eat there for like another year. As we were driving away, the three of us in the car all had the same thought. That was great. Maybe we'll go next November.
Well, this would, I would think.
I don't know how you stay in business.
Think that this is the case. There should be absolutely no delays in the drive through. None.
Right.
Go. Well, go. Go.
We did wait a little bit for the food.
Hmm.
Not terribly long. I mean, it's fast food, so it wasn't too long, but it wasn't like they had it ready to go, right?
Speedy fast food. Yeah.
So there's at least the illusion that they made it to order. I don't know.
Huh.
But yeah, it was fine.
Are we up to number two yet or not?
Oh, I'm about to hit the button.
For number two?
Yeah, okay. I'm about to. Well, I did hit the button.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
How did we get on the chicken thing?
I don't know. How do we get on anything?
Number two.
I'll say this. The chicken fingers were satisfactory.
We have an update from him if you're really interested. The review of the week has an update on his condition.
Oh, after almost killing himself?
After falling out of an attic.
Which is not funny. People die falling out of attics.
I know. It would be a real tragedy if we lost Review Bra, for crying out loud. This has never happened in my lifetime. Macy's Day Parade may not have balloons this year.
Why is that?
Because of the winds.
A balloon got away at the
Festival of Trees. Now, you were there this year.
I was.
You guys were in the parade.
Yes.
I saw you on television.
Oh, did you?
And I waved.
Did you?
Well, I said, that kind of looks like Rhonda.
Hmm.
And I said, there's Chappy.
Yeah.
And then I said, that might have been Darren.
Could have been me.
Yeah. So how was the... You sure love your parades anymore. You love doing your parades. Is this the second parade you did this year?
Did I do one earlier?
Didn't you do one where you were dressed up as Rascal?
No, that was a couple of years ago.
Ah, the time goes so fast. A
couple of years ago.
So
I am strong-armed into parades is what happens.
Well, yeah, I see it. Whereas I love parades.
Although from a distance, though, yeah, it looks like.
I will say, watching it on TV is the way to go.
Yeah.
The winds are going to be too gusty for the Macy's Day Parade. They had that case years ago where the Cat in the Hat balloon injured a bunch of people after the winds took it. And now the National Weather Service is saying that they might have wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour during the parade.
Don't do that.
Now, they'll make the call on Thanksgiving, but as of right now, this would be the first time since 1971 that they haven't had balloons because of inclement weather.
Now, you're not traveling for Thanksgiving.
No,
are you brining, though?
No.
No brine.
No, this year is going to be...
Or you're even not even maybe doing turkey.
It's a very low-key affair this year.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even going to get the fine china out.
No. We're doing a much more low-key thing. Raisin cane. We're going to have turkey fingers.
We're having turkey fingers.
Turkey fingers is what we're going to
have. They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Camperiati Sandwich Shop studio. And with Thanksgiving right around the corner, here's a darn fine idea. They've got sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including, wait for it, the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Remember, now that we're in the holiday season, anytime is a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And of course, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Review Bra has 1.7 million followers.
I don't doubt it.
This guy is a superstar.
Everyone, this is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone watching. This is Running on Empty Food Review, and I am your host, the Report of the Week. So here we are.
Wait, so he calls himself Report of the Week in
the Report
show?
Of the Week.
So he calls himself Report of the Week.
Yeah.
His fans call him Review Bra, and his show is called Running on Empty?
Nice!
That's a lot to remember.
Now we're kind of really back to normal. We're doing a food review and on a new pizza at that. Well, it's not a brand new pizza. It's re-released, but, you know, we'll go.
Okay.
He looks like he's got a nice fresh glass of ice water over there.
What is this guy, fast food Hank Kimball? We've got a new pizza. Well, it's not really a new pizza.
We'll say that it's, I guess, I don't know. Well, it is newly released, so I guess it is new, so you got me on that one. But yeah, a new
and
pizza.
And we weren't even trying.
Pizza. It's one of their stuffed crust. Who's variants, this? One of their stuffed crust derivatives that they always like to go off of. They always like to.
This is
to
Pizza Hut Pizza.
Oh, Pizza Hut.
And the review, the title is, did Pizza Hut get it right this time?
We got a pizza, and it's got a stuffed crust with this or that, or we're going to make it look this way or that way or do something with it. And I always like the stuffed crust pizzas. I'm just a fan of them. I think they're kind of fun to eat.
Okay, that's
that's enough. I wonder if he ever his hands on one of those. Now, I didn't see this. The calzone that looks like a big giant Cheez-It. Did
no,
you see that?
I missed out on that.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Three.
That would have blown his mind.
Oh, some guys have
look
all
at it.
The luck.
It's a big giant Cheez-It.
U.S. custom officials make a seizure in Texas. They got 154 pounds of baloney. Yep. Confiscated 154 pounds of prohibited baloney. 14 packages of the Mexican bologna.
Oh, boy.
This was caught at the border there.
Now, was that what Larry used to always remind us, guard against Mexican bologna, wasn't it?
He had so many causes.
Yeah, that's true.
That reminds me, you know, last Thursday was the Great American Smokeout. Wonder what Larry would have to
say
about
that. Well,
I'll
tell you what, these business owners, you know what they're doing?
Hurting. Custom officials seized 14 packages of the Mexican bologna on Thursday morning at the Bridge of the Americas porch of entry in El Paso. The Mexican bologna is banned because it's made from pork and can introduce foreign animal diseases to the American pork industry. Well, only if you're feeding your pigs Mexican bologna.
We'll serve no swine for its time.
Anyway, I got a Mexican bologna sandwich. And
I mean, it's
not
really
Mexican.
Not technically, but it was a Spaniard who knew somebody.
The Border Patrol officers made the seizure after a Chevy pickup with Texas license plate entered from the port of Mexico. An official noticed red rolls.
Drove right over the wall, huh?
Rear seat of the truck.
Just right over the top.
And the officer inquired what the driver was bringing from Mexico. Driver indicated that, these are frozen rolls of turkey ham. But it's pork, you see.
Yeah, so that's not.
And they made the seizure, and it says here they destroyed the meat product.
Oh.
And released the driver. So 154 pounds of Mexican bologna they just took out back.
Up in flames.
just
burned by the side of the road.
Necessarily.
No, it
was.
Yeah.
Number four.
What is that delicious smell?
Let me ask you this, and I think I know the answer to this.
All the way to Albuquerque.
As someone who enjoys awful food, Mexican bologna, are you intrigued?
Sure. Yeah.
I said you want a Mexican bologna sandwich, you would say?
I'd give it a
C.
I'd give it a spin. C.
Up in Canada, there's a newspaper that's got some explaining to do. They were supposed to print an ad for an upcoming Christmas festival that a small town in British Columbia is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Courtenay, am I saying that right, Canadian listeners?
I think you are.
It's the Comox Valley Christmas Parade. I'm reading here from the ad in the newspaper. It's the Winter Wonderland Edition, 2 p.m. Sunday, December 1st.
Ram Jam.
It says, happening at the Native Sons Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's the Gnarly Christmas Craft Fair. Then at 10:30, something called Captain Thunderpants. Not
Wait
Captain Underpants.
Wait a minute.
Captain Thunderpants.
Who is the character up in Detroit?
Jay Thunderbird.
Jay Thunderfoot?
Thunderfoot, that's right.
Never did get those pictures back.
What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? 20 twice. And then here it says, after Captain Thunderpants, which I'm dying to know more about that, at 11:15 they have something called Pictures with Satan. Yeah, that was supposed to be Santa. It's supposed to be come for pictures with Santa. But, you know, spell check doesn't recognize.
Feel the heat.
I don't know that I hate the idea.
Some like it hot.
I don't know that I hate the idea of taking your kids
to like it hot
pictures with Santa. That'd be kind of fun. Just Satan. Just have Satan and the kids are getting their pictures. Hell, half the time the kids are crying like it's Satan anyway.
Remember when Larry was Santa and people would come and get their pictures, yes, their Polaroid taken with them?
Yes, it was on Spanksgiving.
Is there anything? He did have a lot of causes.
He really did. He gave till it hurt. Us.
Five.
He did give till it hurt us.
Finally, number five, Pabst Blue Ribbon announcing.
Uh-huh.
Something new for the holidays that people are very excited about. This is a massive, like, it's beer sold by the foot, Darren.
Yes. Like a bone.
7 foot long, 99 pack of PBR. Just in time for the holidays. The Pabst Blue Ribbon 99 pack. The limited edition family pack is 7 feet long.
I don't even
long.
Know if you can get that in the car.
It weighs 80 pounds. And it keeps showing up in all, let's see. Well, Des Moines Register says that you can find it there in stores. It first showed up at stores in Minnesota. And the thing is, when this thing shows up at your favorite wine and liquor department,
yeah,
it sells out immediately.
It's gone. Well, if...
It takes two people to carry the damn thing. 99 pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Available in Wisconsin and Iowa, not in Illinois, at least not at the time of this podcast.
If you'd like to get me something nice, I'd appreciate it.
Do you like PBR?
Oh, I think I would probably drink it.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Heineken.
Let's go for a ride.
A ride? That's a good idea.
I don't want to go for a ride.
That's a good idea. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate, graduation, office meeting, corporate event, or maybe Thanksgiving. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes those extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. If you're going to just be there for lunch or dinner, well, then you need to remember this. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
This is a public service announcement. For those that don't want to participate in that smoke out, smoke all the cigarettes you want. Because they're taking our rights away and everything else, so what's next? I think we've had enough. We've got to stand up like we used to do in the 70s and protest. And so we can smoke in bars and have our rights back. Because these poor bar owners are hurting. And this has been a public service announcement from Amazing Larry.